Here with Coach John Lippeman for Scott City here, of course, being inducted into the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. First and foremost, congratulations. It's an honor, but I know you've been out of Scott City, of course, retired now from coaching and also subbing over the last few years. But what are you doing now with your time?
Very little. I'm sitting down in the sunny South Texas and soaking up what I wasn't able to do for a long time, which is lots of sun and a little sand and listen to the ocean come by and eating a lot of fish, I guess.
Are you catching a lot?
I'm not much of a catcher. That saltwater world is a whole new game, and geez, there's more secrets held in the way that's done and down there than wrestling tricks on the mat.
Being here inducted in Salina there on that 5th of October here, and what an honor it is for you to be associated with that. And I guess when you, of course, first received the news, what were your initial thoughts being selected to be the Hall of Fame?
Well, first it came right really quick after deciding to step down from the Scott City coaches ranks, and it always is a great honor. I always know how much I like it, and I know how much a part of my life and my career and everything else that it was to me, but in order to get noticed for it or honored for it, it makes you feel really good. It's like I told somebody else, it's everybody else's way to try to make you get tearful as an old geezer and things, but yeah, it's really cool, really cool. I don't know if there's truly words. It's like trying to explain what the first state championship feels like.
I joked with you, of course, when you announced your retirement, you had your retirement accepted back in May of 2018. That you had your last high school wrestling match when it was Grand State and Gross Coliseum. You won your fifth state championship with Scott City in Gross Coliseum. So it's almost fitting you're going to have your picture up there among many greats there in Gross Coliseum.
Yeah, it's the only scary thing is all those guys that are already up there before. Not all of them. There's a few other ones. But all my high school career coaches are all lined up there, pictured. All the old Northwest Kansas League coaches. There's quite a few other ones. Don't get me wrong. But all those people I grew up with, the ones that taught me the game, the one that introduced the sport and all that, they're all lined up there. And yeah, I don't know if people go thundering to second floor hall and observe and look, but it is a gee whiz bunch of fellas.
And you're going to be the second with Scott City ties there, you and Curtis Simons now being that Hall of Fame. And then, of course, your big mentor back wrestling at Oberlin there, Buzz Madsen is there. And, of course, you have Dale Vitopka as well and even Kyle Mines in there. And that's pretty elite company just for the schools that you've really been associated with over time.
Yeah, the knowledge you could put into a place would be unbelievable if you could have wrote a book by all those folks put together what they know about the sport of wrestling. And they have went through the years of K-State wrestling, some of them being part of that old team also, and the new era of college wrestling men that was brought into the area to improve the wrestling skills of high school wrestling in those early years to try to keep the smaller towns out here above and beyond the big city schools. And it's just really an elite bunch.
Of course, you come from that Buzz Madsen coaching tree there, one of many coaches he's been under, and then you've kind of added to your coaching tree as well along the way, and just a big fraternity. What was it like learning from Buzz Madsen? Of course, you have Coach Fredrickson, who had a great career there at Plainville and then is in administration. His son won a state championship as a head coach for Marysville last year, and then just some of the others from Oberlin and down the road. It just, what's it like kind of being part of that tree?
Well, it's very honored. I don't know if the vast knowledge comes seeping out somewhere early. I think more of how I would explain it would be just the love of the sport must have really came through at that time for those athletes. Like you said, Brad was just a little freshman, 98 pounder, when I was going through the game. And there's a lot of young men and fine coaches that are taking the tradition on now that have seeped through those branches and are still enlightening Kansas wrestling teams and individuals throughout with the desire and just pure love of the sport. And that's why we tie to it so tight and hard anyway.
Well, of course, here at Scott City, you came in, followed 79-80, were an assistant for a few years. You kind of took over that program in mid-80s there and had five state championships, had a couple of runner-up finish along the way there. But what are some of your favorite memories in Scott City where you kind of really built the program up? It was kind of in its infancy a little bit, hadn't been there around very long when you came in back early in your career there. But what are some things that you're pretty proud of and what you accomplished over time?
Yeah, I was talking before, you know, those first years of coaching in Scott City, I was an assistant under Chuck Lovenstein, and I probably really needed some head coaching experience, even though at that age, coming out of college with the just true love, man, I thought I had the answers to it all. And here we was in the Northwest Kansas League, something that I stepped out of when I was in high school, and it was a new team that was brought into that group, and it was Scott City, and they was always telling us, well, we just brought you guys in so we could play basketball down at your tournament. You're not really much of a wrestling group. And we kept going up there, and lo and behold, we'd be out of the wrestling tournament by noon and probably home at night when they was still wrestling the finals, because we wasn't pulling our weight, and that don't fit well in my crawl. That I still remember that today. It was always that this isn't going to be the way it is. We're going to get back at that, and we worked to get there, and it took a while. It's not just a bloom. Those first 5 years, we didn't finish much higher in the league than down toward the bottom, and if not dead bottom, and we had a terrible time going through the state and final tournaments. After we got taken back over, and Chuck moved on, and we had some really good ones, and they always said we would have some medalists, but they didn't know if Scott City was good enough to put a team together. There again, they was throwing that old salt in your face, you know, but it's the good memories. Coming back, I think we won 5 of the first 6 years in an NWKL at the league tournament, finished up on the top of the dual record board, and we also won 2 state championships in that same time. And those are the memories that are big in the mind and will probably always stick there.